This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
In our opening news segment, I have to talk about the two biggest moments that happened in Connecticut this past week. And we'll start with the one that raised a lot of eyebrows and made people say, hey, what happened here? That would be the Shelton House Party murder trial, and Raoul Valley found not guilty on the most serious charges, murder among them, and found to be deadlocked. The jury deadlocked on the lesser charges that were against him that the judge ended up declaring a mistrial on. Look, here's what I said on my at MC News Talk YouTube channel, which you could watch in greater detail. In short, he has to live with that night forever. Doesn't matter how he reacted in court, if he cried, if he cheered, if he sat there stone-faced, deep down within, he has to live with that night forever, and it has changed him forever. The same goes for the McGrath family. The same goes for the jurors. How about the witnesses that the state called? They were all there. Doesn't matter if they did something or not, if they got an immunity deal or not, or if they were just witness to the night and they were asked to comment on it. They know it was an ugly night. They know that it was an ugly fate, what happened to Jimmy McGrath and the three others who were injured, particularly though Jimmy, who lost his life. So what this really boils down to me, this particular case, and I haven't heard anybody mention this really, is simple responsibility. If you're a parent and you have a teen, these are big kids, right? They're 16, 17, 18 at this party. 18, obviously, you become a legal adult, but they're still kids. 16-year-olds are still kids. And they let that night get the better of them. The underage drinking, the big fight, the knife, all of those things factored into what became an ugly night. And it's all about responsibility and knowing your own limits. And if there's ever been a more teachable moment in Connecticut's recent history, this is it. For parents to have a serious sit down with their, ideally, tweens. I mean, how young do you have to begin in this day and age? Because you could see all of these kinds of things on social media, but this is a moment that's so teachable for Connecticut. Regardless what happened with the jury, regardless what happened with the legalese in the case, regardless whether or not he's going to be tried again on those lesser offenses, it's about responsibility. It's about ethics. It's about parents teaching their kids, hey, if you see this kind of thing go down, because it's inevitable, unfortunately, but if you see something go down, say something. Don't be afraid to call police. Walk away. Don't escalate. Unfortunately, I don't know if that happened to these kids. I don't know if they ever had that kind of talking to. But if I were to look for any kind of silver lining out of this, it would be a teachable moment of responsibility. As far as the legalese goes, I'm not going to weigh in on that because I'm not an attorney. Wish I was. Probably wouldn't be here on the radio right now, or I'd be hosting a law show, but we'll leave that to John Matulis, our friend, middays on Saturday. But Jim Bergen, criminal defense attorney with Shipman and Goodwin, who was not actively part of this case in any way, shape, or form other than paying attention to it, he talks with me for our public affairs show, which we'll broadcast tomorrow morning at 6 Eastern. You'll want to listen to that or find the podcast after the show had aired, which usually gets posted on Mondays every time those podcasts are put on Mondays, including this show, by the way. You can find that at WTIC.com. But he comments on many different legal considerations with the case. What was the jury faced with? How did they reach the decision? What about the jury foreperson who spoke in a media interview? All of that stuff will come up in our conversation tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with Jim Bergen. Make sure you're listening to that on WTIC, and you'll get maybe a different perspective as to what happened in the case. And pretty neutral, may I add. The other thing that I wanted to mention from this past week, just to tie up some loose ends, and it will be continuing this coming week as of Monday, we expect Josh Elliott to talk about his campaign for governor. He filed the paperwork earlier this week. Now, he has not done much press. I think he did just a little bit, or he gave a quote here or there, but he hasn't said a whole lot about his intentions. They will be coming out, we expect, on Monday. Now, he is from the progressive part of Connecticut's Democrat Party at the state capitol. He is a state representative from Hamden, and he's feeling pretty tough. He wants to challenge Governor Lamont for the gubernatorial race next year, should Governor Lamont say, hey, I'm going to go for a third term. And I wanted to point out, I did a little research. Governor Lamont did not file until November of 2021 for the 2022 election. Let that sink in. So here we are. It's July. You could look this up in the state website if you want. You can find the paperwork. Here it is. It's July. And people are wondering if he's going to make his announcement. Just yesterday, he said he's going to wait a few more months. I wouldn't be surprised. He can wait. Number one, he's got the money. He has millions upon millions of dollars in his personal bank account that he could throw toward this, which would, sorry, Josh Elliott and everybody else, pretty much, it would just overpower the competition. And he has the name recognition. Does somebody in Cornwall know who Josh Elliott is? Or Aaron Stewart? Or Jen Tooker? What about Pomfret? What about Bosra? But they know who Governor Lamont is. So he has an advantage. But it will be interesting to see what happens here, because it would seem to me as if the progressive movement in Connecticut definitely feels emboldened because of what's going on in New York City with their mayoral election this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll have to wait and see how that's going to bleed over into Connecticut as far as the primary is concerned. But we will learn more about what Josh Elliott has to say about his candidacy, we expect, on Monday. But don't be surprised if it's a little later in the fall for Governor Lamont to open up on any of that. Today on Spotlight Connecticut, we are looking ahead to next July. Can you imagine? We'll definitely know by then who's going to be in the race for governor, but we'll also be celebrating America's 250th birthday, and Connecticut this year is starting the process of getting ready. As a matter of fact, the state librarian, her name is Deborah Shander, she is working to pull artifacts from Connecticut's earliest years as a state, in the earliest years of us being in the nation, from the Revolutionary War. Yes, all of those kinds of things have been saved at the State Library in Hartford. She'll be joining me to talk about all of that this hour, and just in general, what it means to preserve that kind of history and why libraries and museums matter today on the issue and on the topic of preservation. Here's something, though, that has been preserved, and I do apologize because I think that some people were under the impression, I think I was under the impression that I was going to play this last week, but unfortunately ran out of time. So I do apologize. We had to get to our regular guest, and I was babbling on a little bit too much. But in 1974, there was a hit record that rivaled Cher and Ringo Starr and Elton John and all the others by Byron McGregor, who was a radio newsman who ended up with a radio deal and a record deal to cut this particular spoken word commentary called The Americans. And I was going to play it for the 4th of July show last week. And Byron's widow and I talked on my YouTube channel at MC News Talk in a long conversation about how the song The Americans came to be. But I want to play it for our conversation today with Deborah Shander because this should make you feel proud no matter what political brand you follow. This ought to make you feel proud to be American. What we will be celebrating next year, America's 250th birthday, is uniquely U.S. USA, okay? This is something that nobody could take away from us. Our heritage, our history, our common shared beliefs as a people, as a democracy in this country. And The Americans by Byron McGregor points out a lot of problems that America was facing 50 years ago. We could certainly update it in 2025 with all of the issues we face today, sure. But I think there's a certain sentiment, a no-nonsense delivery in this song that made it number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, again rivaling Cher, Ringo Starr, you pick a name, and it still hits home to this day in 2025. The Americans by Byron McGregor. Really pay attention to this, enjoy, and internalize every word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.